Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1077. 5 Mindful Habits to Make You More Successful at Work by Alyssa Abel with MoneyMiniBlog.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host here, reading to you every single day. And today we are going to hear from Money Mini Blog, a guest writer there named Alyssa Abel. And I'll talk a little bit about the site and what you can find there after the post. But for now, let's get right to it and optimize your life. 5 Mindful Habits to Make You More Successful at Work by Alyssa Abel with MoneyMiniBlog.com. If you find it difficult to concentrate at work, you're not alone. A whopping 46.9% of people struggle with wandering minds, which not only impacts their work, but negatively affects their happiness. Fortunately, there's a solution to straying thoughts: incorporating mindful habits into your daily routine. Mindfulness can be a huge resource to busy professionals who want to focus and get the job done. For the benefit of both your professional and personal life, here are 5 mindful habits to help you succeed. 1. Focus on a single task only. Many professionals make the mistake of trying to multitask, but it only opens the door for the mind to wander. As you jump from task to task and back again, your brain will become jumbled and distracted by issues and lingering to-dos. Although you might feel like working on multiple tasks will get you more done at once, try single-tasking instead. As a single-tasker, you will give your mind only one thought to focus on, which will prevent your thoughts from roaming freely. You'll end up being more productive and more satisfied at the end of the day as well. Single-tasking has been shown to increase output and decrease your stress. 2. Keep a gratitude journal. Mindfulness keeps you in the present moment, but lingering worries and fears can force you to think of the past or the future instead. Perhaps you feel defeated or stressed out by your work, or maybe a personal issue is following you into the office. Either way, focusing can be a challenge. Some employees find that keeping a gratitude journal helps them recenter and revitalize themselves while on the job. Stopping a few times each day to jot down why you're grateful can balance your brain and make you more receptive to positive experiences. 3. Develop your emotional intelligence. You might think work is all about intellectual intelligence, but emotional intelligence is just as essential to a successful career. Defined as your propensity towards positive interaction with others, emotional intelligence can enhance performance and workplace satisfaction. In fact, studies show that your EQ profoundly affects your productivity. Both as an employee and as a colleague, connecting with others can serve you well. Your positive vibes can help guide others to achieve the same sense of well-being. Plus, you'll become better at collaborating, which will help you succeed at work. Take a few moments each day to communicate with your colleagues and be attentive to others' emotions. 4. Take breaks. A mind in motion will remain in motion unless you give it the chance to pause. That's why many mindful employees make a concerted effort to break every hour to reset and re-energize their minds. Breaks don't have to be hours long. Take a few minutes to refresh, and you'll be ready to push forward for the next hour. These pauses also allow you to pinpoint any lingering thoughts interfering with your work. You might notice an emotion or worry peeking through. You can use your break time to acknowledge and quiet the concern before pushing forward. 5. Rework your thoughts on stress. Do you think of stress positively or negatively? Many people know stress can have adverse effects on their health. Some studies link stress to cancer, while others have found it damages the heart. The latter makes sense. Since your heart rate spikes when you stress out, the organ must work harder. But these negative consequences might depend on the way you think of stress. One study found those who believed stress was bad for them had a higher chance of dying than those who thought of it as a good thing. You can rewire your brain to think of your work-related stress as a positive side effect rather than a negative one. When you start to feel your heart racing or your breathing increase, look at it as an incentive to work harder and be more creative. Think of such reactions as your body's way of preparing for the tough work ahead. You might even mark your stress response as a reason to be grateful. Your body has honed your senses to help you finish what's in front of you. If you feel an excessive amount of stress, however, you might be burned out. This state of mind won't promote mindfulness. Take steps to combat stress if it gets out of control. Mindfulness works, but so does talking to someone about your stress or reworking deadlines so you're not overwhelmed. And 6, start slowly. Finally, you shouldn't wake up and dive right into work. You need time to get yourself in the right mindset to tackle the day ahead. Start slowly. Grab a warm drink and savor each sip. Prepare breakfast to power you through your commute. These relaxing moments allow you to wake up and get energized. You can also tackle any worries or emotions you have at the start of the day, clearing your mind for the work ahead. Develop your mindset. Mindfulness takes time to develop, but with practice, you'll find that your mindful habits have an especially positive impact. When you incorporate one or more of these tips into your routine, you're on your way to a clearer mind and more success in the workplace. You just listened to the post titled 5 Mindful Habits to Make You More Successful at Work by Alyssa Abel with MoneyMiniBlog.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
And thanks to Alyssa for today's post. She is a guest writer with Money Mini Blog. Alyssa Abel is a student life and education blogger who offers tips and advice on living your best college life. And also, of course, a big thank you to Kalen Bruce, who's the creator of the site Money Mini Blog. He and his wife had $24,000 of debt, and they wanted to get out from under that, so Kalen became a student of finances. These days, they're debt-free and building wealth, and he shares what he's learned over the years with you on MoneyMiniBlog.com. A website featured very regularly over on one of our other podcasts, Optimal Finance Daily. And that's where we narrate blogs covering, you guessed it, personal finance and money topics like how to save more, make more, and invest more. So please check out that show for some more great content from Kalen. And that wraps up our show for today. Hope you enjoyed the post from Money Mini Blog and that you'll join me again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.